Oh, welcome to episode number 13 of the Science and Training Podcast. I don't think I've ever told you. My name's Greg. I am the host, for those that don't know. Probably a bit late to introduce that on episode 13, but never mind. I've done it now. And this is a little bit of an off-the-cuff episode, so I've got no idea how long it'll be. I'm just going to rant for a little bit. Not rant, actually. Rant was the last one, wasn't it? That was the last episode about calories and bits and pieces. This is a more informative one which I've sort of not just come up with, but one I've had like a topic for a little while, but I didn't quite know how to put it across. And it's all to do with instant rewards and instant gratification versus long-term rewards and long-term gratification, if you like. And it's sort of come about is that is the way everyone likes instant rewards, an instant reward of an action, an instant reward of a decision you've made. And it almost goes against, much like the something I've said to a few people before, is one quote unquote good meal will not make you lose all your body fat the same way one quote unquote bad meal will not make you gain a lot of body fat. It's a long process. Lots of little steps make up the big journey. And this has sort of come about. So as part of our boot camp, we are running on the side a little, it's not a challenge, it's more of a like an awareness sort of little tracker. And what we've got 10 little 10 sort of areas that we're covering, and we mark ourselves out of 10, which gives us a percentage for the day, which we can then work at for the week. And basically the idea behind it is that we make better decisions regarding like activity, food, sleep, liquid intake, alcohol, water, that kind of thing, and sort of stress levels and just the way you think during the day. And we are now into week 3 of that, and then honest answer is people are not struggling but losing like willingness on it. And it's always the way whenever you get these sort of challenges is it always seems to be like about week 3 that people sort of lose interest in it. And I think that's because, you know, we didn't set a limit on it, but we sort of went, we're going to go for like 8 weeks, as that took us to like the beginning of August, which is almost like holiday sort of season for most people. And it gave like a little goal, a little target for people to aim at. When you're at week 3, the novelty has worn off a little bit. So you have to think about why you started. So there was that motivation to start, to sit there and go, right, I'm going to do this. And after sort of 2 weeks, that, not novelty, but they've sort of lost vision as to why we started. And I'm guilty of doing the same sort of thing. And you almost have to ask yourself why. And then also being sort of 2 weeks into it, into the sort of the challenge, if you want to call it a challenge, you sort of not got over the like the initial motivation or the sort of the kickstart bit. But you're also now sitting there going, I'm still 6 weeks away, which when you say it like that, sounds like a long time, and it really isn't. If you think what you were doing 6 weeks ago, that has flown by, like absolutely flown by. And what, 6 weeks ago? First week of May, there or thereabouts. So it's not that far away at all. Not that far away at all. And you look at that thinking, right, I've got 6 weeks to go, and you're like, oh my God, I'm never going to finish. And it's one of them, you have to ask yourself why. It's looking, you know, nothing worthwhile ever come very, sort of very quickly, if you like. Hard work is what it takes. And I put a little post up yesterday, actually, about temporary changes bring temporary results. Lifestyle changes bring permanent results. And that's sort of, it goes, I'm varying off topic all the way here. It's very similar to like these crash diets you sort of see is, you know, I'm not going to name anything. Things like juice diets, coffee, all that sort of thing, is they give you They give you instant reward, they do. And they give you instant weight loss. A lot of it is water. A lot of it is weight, not body fat. So water, muscle, some of it will be fat, of course it will. But that will only be temporary because you're not going to be able to live on a juice diet or a coffee diet forever. It just doesn't work. It's not sustainable. And you need to almost find that middle ground. And I think the way to keep yourself on track is taking these little steps. So rather than, and I sort of covered it in the last episode as well, rather than saying, right, I'm going to eat 800 calories less than I need to every day because I want results quicker. Yes, you'll get them quicker, but then they won't last. They honestly won't last. You'll come straight back on these little steps. So 200-300 calories under what you need to be, and follow it down and just keep, you know, because you can stick to that. You can stick to 200-300 calories under your daily target for a long time, and you will get the results. And slowly over time, it will just become habit. Habit will become part of your lifestyle, and that's what we're trying to get with this little 10-step thing. The little 10 areas is, it wasn't, I never told anyone to do anything as such. I never said, right, you must do this, you must do that, you must, because number one, everyone's different. And then we sort of viewed it as, you know, I even said to some people, I'm sure I said it to most people actually, is pick one area and work on it for a week. So say you picked water, 2.5 litres of water a day. Stick to that for a week. Don't think about the others, but don't beat yourself up about it if you don't sort of get your 10 out of 10 on that day. Once you've cracked water and that's become routine, then pick a different one. You know, even if it takes 10 weeks of doing one a week, by the end of that 10 weeks, you will be a completely different person. Completely different lifestyle. Healthier. And generally in an all-round better place. And it's all about trying to avoid that instant reward and think more in the long term. Saying that though, think long term, but give yourself little goals. Little steps along the way so you can see yourself sort of hitting these achievements as you're going along. So you can tick bits off as you're going. So like with the 10 areas you've got, you can tick one off as you go, tick one off, tick one off. And then in the end, you're going to have 10 ticks at the end of 10 weeks. Whereas if you go, right, I need to tick all 10 off at the end of 10 weeks, that is a big task. A very, very big task. I've gone off in loads of different directions here, haven't I? And back on track. So yeah, so we've had some people following their ten areas, and it's just made them think a little bit. We've had some person sort of 2.5, nearly 3 weeks in, lost 0.5 stone on it, just by thinking every day about a little area that they could improve. One of the bits they said is when they picked the kids up from school, is that was a difficult time, and they always used to go to like the bad cupboard, if you like, and make, not bad decisions, but better decisions could be made. And that's what they've done, is they've picked that area and they've made better decisions based around that. Still been out, had their wine at the weekend and all that sort of stuff. But it's holding off against that instant reward. That's what the chocolate does. It gives you that instant reward, the instant satisfaction feeling. Whereas if you are looking at the more long-term satisfaction, so say your goal that you've got, going after that long-term gratification is far better than that short-term instant hit that chocolate's going to give you, or that crisp, or that pint of beer, or whatever it happens to be. So I know I'm rambling on big time here. And what you need to do to stay on track is, it's a little thing that I did a little story about it the other day actually, is ask yourself why. Why do you want to achieve your goal? Lots of people's goal, very generic, is I want to lose body fat, which is a good goal. But ask yourself why. So why do you want to lose body fat? Your question to that is then, because you want to look better, generally. This isn't going to be the same for everyone. But this, you know, as an example, because you want to lose body fat. Okay, why? And ask yourself why again. Why do you want to lose body fat? So I look, I've got that wrong way around, haven't I? Ignore that. So first one, I want to look better. I want to lose body fat. Next why? Why do you want to lose body fat? Because I want to look better. Third why? Why do you want to look better? So I can feel more confident in myself. Next why? To look better on the beach. So this is where you've gone down now, and you're getting, rather than I want to look better, your actual why is you want to be more confident in wearing a bikini on the beach for your holiday in middle of August. And you've got a deep, deep why there. A deep why, as which you set out your goal. So it's aiming at that long-term reward. I'm going to hold it there, because I've rambled off in about 20 million different directions there. Hopefully it made some sort of sense. Just think about it. Do you want instant reward or long-term reward? Temporary rewards bring temporary change. Temporary changes bring temporary rewards. Permanent changes bring a change of lifestyle. Hopefully that helped in some way a little bit. And I will catch you again on the next episode.